Good morning, good morning. How are you on this fine, fine, beautiful day? I hope you're having a great day today. I hope you're excited today. Today is the day that the Lord hath made. We will be glad. We will rejoice in it. Rejoice in every single moment you have under the sun in this cosmos, in this arrangement. Be thankful, be happy, give God that sacrifice of praise. Yeah, it's going to be a good day. I'm excited that it's Friday, too, so that makes me happy. But I was reading this morning. I want to go right into this because there's a lot of want to go over, or hopefully we'll see. But I was reading in Ecclesiastes, and if you're just starting out in the Word or if you want something you can read a lot and get a lot of wisdom and a lot of knowledge from, Proverbs and Ecclesiastes are wonderful. They're just little bits of knowledge that you can kind of latch on to, listen to, and apply easily in your life. If you go to chapter 1, verse 1 of Ecclesiastes, the words of the preacher, son of David, king in Jerusalem, vanities of vanities, saith the preacher, vanity of vanities, all or the sum total is vanity. Vanity is that which soon vanishes. Verse 3, what profit hath a man of all his labor which he taketh under the sun? One generation passeth away and another generation cometh, but the earth abideth or standeth still forever or for the ages. I just heard this the other day, and it just kind of woke me up a little bit. No one's going to remember you. God's going to remember you, but no one really is going to remember you. You might have your first generation or the second generation might remember who you are. There might be a picture on a wall or something. But 10 generations from now, 100, 200, 300, 500, 1,000, 2,000 years from now, no one's going to remember you. They're not going to remember the works that you did. Therefore, the things that you have to worry about or the things to think on, they're just temporal. 5 years from now, the things that you think about are not going to affect you. I think it's like 80-some percent of the things that we worry about in life never actually come to fruition. You can choose the things that you think on. And I choose the Word. Choose the Word. Choose what's in here. Get connected to the source. Verse 5, the sun also ariseth, and the sun goeth down, and hasteth to the place where he arose. The wind goeth towards the south and turneth about unto the north. It whirleth about continually, and the wind returneth again according to his circuits. All the rivers run into the sea, yet the sea is not full. Unto the place from whence the rivers come, thither they return again. All things are full of labor and weariness. Man cannot utter it. The eye is not satisfied with seeing, nor the ear filled with hearing. I just love this because you're never going to be sad. It's like everything is to satiate an appetite. It's continual. It's learning to control your mind. Learning to control and renovate your thoughts is what's going to bring you peace. Peace cannot come from the five senses. Peace comes from God. And it's written. It's a spiritual peace. Grace, which is that loving disposition, and peace will make you full through the instrument of the epignosis, a true and personal relationship with God where you hear from him and you heed his advice and his son, Jesus Christ. The advice of God is in the Word. It's everywhere. And when you apply it, you have the opportunity to live in spiritual peace. Because it's not everything, nothing really matters. Verse 9, the thing that hath been is that which shall be, and that which is done is that which shall be done, and there is no new thing under the sun. Verse 11, there is no remembrance of former things, neither shall there be any remembrance of things that are to come with those that shall come after. This is not me thinking this. This is not man's wisdom. This is God's wisdom. There will be no remembrance of the things that you do, but there is with God. There's got to be remembrance between and among men, but there is with God. He is forever. We have the opportunity to believe in the name of our Lord and Savior Christ Jesus and live righteously and uprightly before God for the rest of our lives and for eternity. The point of this life, God sets the day side by side in order that we find nothing past him. The point of this life is to meet God. That's it. Have a relationship with God. Find God. That's what matters. I want to jump over to verse 18 real quick. If you jump to verse 18, it says, for in much wisdom is much grief, and he that increaseth knowledge increaseth sorrow. For those of you who want to be smart, and I did this in life where I tried to apply my heart to know wisdom and understanding, just know that with much wisdom comes much grief. With much study is a weariness of flesh. All these things are written. They're written. So yeah, you can go out and get smart and you can go do those things, but recognize once you do it, you're going to start seeing the other side and you can't unsee that which you know. Finally, I want to finish up with this one. Verse 24, there is nothing better for a man that he should eat and drink and that he should make his soul enjoy the good of his labor. This I saw that it was from the hand of God. No matter what someone tells you in life, no matter what you think, no matter what you've watched, no matter what you've heard, there is nothing better in this life than that a man should eat and drink and make his soul enjoy the good of your labor. There's a lot of people out there that work just to accumulate and don't enjoy. Enjoy your life and the moments therein. Enjoy your family. Enjoy the relationships with God. Enjoy what you eat. Enjoy what you drink. Buy that thing if you want to buy it. Do all things in the name of his son, Jesus Christ, and stand righteously in this life, thankful. Give God that sacrifice of praise. Pray the big prayers today. Lift everything up in the name of Jesus Christ. When you pray to God, not to Jesus Christ. It won't go anywhere. Pray to God. Lift it up in the name of Jesus Christ. God bless you and your family today, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Yeah, the Bonnie boat was one. As we sail into the mystic.
Well, Heavenly Father, thank you so much for today and for just the moments therein. I pray for everything that's going on, that we can accomplish everything that's going on. I thank you so much, and I'm so blessed for the increase over last night and just how much of a blessing that is and how it takes off the pressure. Again, I pray for, and I'm thankful that my sister's home, that you just take care of her and my mom and everybody in this next like kind of phase for the next couple of weeks. And yeah, I just thank you for the moments that we have. I pray for each and every one of our employees. I pray for each and every one of your believers that you take care of them. And I thank you for what your son did, that we can live this way. And I just lift up a great day to you in the name of my Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus.